It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, and it is to celebrate born on this date in 1931 out there, and as he used to say, Saratoga, Texas. The one and only George Jones.
Boom!
The Possum, who had so many different phases and stages of his career throughout. Quite a career, man.
He was eras before Taylor Swift.
Holy cow. Wonder what his red album looked like. It was more of an amber color, probably, whatever color of whiskey or bourbon he had going on. Yeah.
What's that, Hot Damn? You remember that drink?
Scored more than, though, despite all of it, 150 hits throughout his career, both as a solo artist and duets with other artists. Most notably, that was one of the big phases of his career, marrying Tammy Wynette in 69. They had 15 U.S. number one country hits. So, the hard drinking, fast living, and part of the reason he was embraced, because they said, George Jones, that George Jones kid's the spiritual son of his idol, Hank Williams Sr. And, of course, George had many nicknames. He missed so many shows. No Show Jones was one of the more prominent ones, but the I don't think we've ever tackled this before. The nickname that really stuck, and he could not stand when he got it at the beginning, came from the beginning. George Jones, the Possum.
Yeah.
And that all came from 1959, the very first album cover. George, because he, another phase was George Jones recorded a couple of blues-type pop songs under a different name completely. Anyway,
Chris Gaines.
He was just trying to make money. That's all. He would try to do anything artistic. But no, his first, and the one that had White Lightning on it, when it was shipped in 1959, that album to record stores and radio stations all across. Well, one, Ralph Emery was a DJ. And he would later go on to be big in the TNN network and all of that. But Ralph Emery said, well, he saw this guy in this picture, flat top haircut, and as Ralph put it, beady eyes and a pointy nose.
Oh, dear.
That guy looks like a possum.
Oh.
George Jones hated it.
I can see why.
Just hated it, but it wouldn't go away. The nickname stuck, and eventually, like a lot of things in his life, he turned the corner on it. We lost the great Possum at the age of 81 back in 2013. But on his birthday, the Possum, let's go to the start. Whistle along with it.